In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you kidding, Jesus? Really? Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven? Imagine the people listening to Jesus, and I get this picture in my mind of them just throwing up their hands and saying, "Ah, what's the use? What's the point of even trying?" The scribes and the Pharisees, they were the top of the religious food chain. They were the Olympic stars of spirituality. They were the as good as it gets. They understood it all. Unless I exceed or am better than they are, I might as well throw in the towel now. Do you ever feel that way? You ever get discouraged as you compare your life to the lives of people around you? Think of the people who graduated from college with you, and they have these incredible careers and perfect marriages and better than perfect grandchildren. How can I compete with that, you think? What do I amount to? One of my favorite scenes in the Broadway musical Hamilton opens with Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton having a bit of a down moment together. Burr is telling Hamilton that Claremont Street, which is where the village is in Manhattan now, that Claremont Street is about to be renamed Mercer Street after a Revolutionary War general. To which Burr says, all he had to do was die. And Hamilton's response is, that takes a lot less work. And Burr shoots back, maybe we ought to give it a try. These two are discouraged. Their dreams for the new nation seem not to be getting anywhere. In fact, George Washington has said to Alexander Hamilton, you know, when you talk, you're alienating more people than when you don't. Maybe you should try to talk less and listen more. Why not just give up? You ever feel that way? Just give up? Until it dawns on them that the decisions that will determine the shaping of this nation are taking place in that room over there, in that room where the hard conversations are taking place, where compromises are being made so that both sides can get what they need, where the debates are going on, where the dreams are being shared. And then here comes the key line. You've got to be in the room where it happens. And that becomes one of the great songs of the play, in the room where it happens. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its flavor, it's not good for anything but to be thrown out. But you know what? Salt does not lose its flavor. It's just that sometimes we don't use it. Now I love to cook. I'm the cook in our family, and at home I've got a cupboard that is full of spices. And every once in a while I have to go out and clean out those shelves. And I discover when I do that I've got spices that I've forgotten I ever had. Or I've forgotten to use them, or I've forgotten to experiment with them. What would happen, I say to myself, if I were to take some of this turmeric and some of that cumin and put that into that tomato sauce that I'm making right now? What would that taste like? Would it be good? And I try it. Oh man, is this good? Oh, but you have to use it. You have to try it. You have to do it. Do you think that Jesus was actually trying to discourage his friends and his disciples that day when he told them, hey, if you want to make it into the kingdom of heaven, you've got to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? Did he do that so that they'd get discouraged? I think just the opposite. The scribes and the Pharisees were the rule followers, the box checkers of their day. And there are some churches, even today, that will tell you, you have to go to church. My wife grew up in a church system where she was told, you've got to go to church on this day and that day and that day, or it is a mortal sin. Your soul is in trouble if you don't go. And so they would follow the rules and kind of check the box. Or not. How stupid is that? That's scribe and Pharisee kind of box checking stuff. I think that Jesus wants us to go to church because worship is the oxygen to our soul. Because we go to worship God because we find ourselves getting inspired or challenged in a positive way, most of all because we love to do it. It nourishes us. We don't go because we have to, but because we want to, and we can. We can live the way God created us to live. And I think that's Jesus' point. Salt doesn't lose its flavor. Everyone listening to him that day would have known that. But if it just sits on the shelf doing nothing, then it's never going to make any dish taste any better. Salt left in the cupboard doesn't accomplish anything. Now, you may not be salt, but you're probably some kind of spice. Maybe some of you this morning are red hot chili peppers. Maybe some of you are cool mint. Maybe some of you are savory sage. Here's your spiritual homework for this afternoon. Do you know there is sunshine in New Jersey today? We haven't seen that in so long. Yesterday, today, I said to my wife, oh my goodness, I forgot what that looked like. Sunshine. I'm so glad we've got these clear windows at St. Martin's. We can look out, see the beautiful sun. Go take a walk this afternoon and think about, what kind of spice am I? Identify for yourself. What kind of spice are you? What kind of flavor? And I know now that I'm mixing my metaphors, but I think that the room where it happens is anywhere you happen to be in the week ahead. Whether it's a classroom, an office, and a neighbor's kitchen, a bike path, wherever you happen to be, if you choose to act the ways of the kingdom that God gave you the breath to act, you will flavor this world in the ways of the kingdom. When I used to teach at New Brunswick Theological Seminary, most of my students were African American, and I'd always ask one of them to start a prayer before we would begin the class for the evening, and inevitably the prayer would begin with something like this: Dear God in heaven, I want to thank you for giving me the gift of this day, for putting breath in my lungs so that I can put my feet on the floor and go be your person in the world today. Thank God for making you the way you are, with whatever gift is your unique gift for this world, whatever flavor is your unique flavor, whatever spice you are, you red hot chili peppers, you. But you got to get in there and do more than just check the boxes. We need to get in there the week that is ahead and embrace the unique you that God made to flavor your days with your own flavor, not worrying if anybody's ever going to name a street after you. if you help to create the kingdom of heaven here on earth, that is an even better legacy in the room where it happens. May you have a great week. In Jesus' name, amen.